biggest challenge for players, just to make sure they got everything that they need to practice. You see it each and every year. You remind them in the team meetings, make sure you get in a little early, make sure you check with the equipment guys and make sure you got everything you need. So it's another step in practice. It's another step in the process of getting ready to play games. So, obviously it'll be more energy here today, but we're really, plugging forward. I mean, it's install number 3. We've got some short yardage and some red zone, things like that that we need to hit.
So what are you looking for today then as far as first day of pads? You want to see what?
I want to see us improve in the process of practicing. I mean, you have to practice the right way. There's a level. Not of the energy's been excellent. The GPS and all the things you have at your exposure the last 5 and 6 years, it confirms the quality of practice. You know, particularly you watch the things in the drill work, the short area energy. That's never really an issue. It's just really getting the fundamentals, getting the fits, and, A, as an individual, and then B, as a group, and then ultimately as a team.
But do you evaluate things any differently from when they have pads on and when they don't have pads on?
It's another step forward in the process. Really, in my view, is I've always said this time of year, the first real evaluation is the first game. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, football is football when you kick it off and you're clearly someone else on the other side and you're playing to win a game. So, but everything that leads up to that is important. That's why we do it, and it's my responsibility to make sure to get these men prepared to play games.
Mike, what do you want to see from the running backs today?
Well, just the fundamentals, the technique. There's some excellent snaps yesterday of recognition of pressure, stepping up. Particularly in the third down work that we had yesterday. Excellent, A gap protection. Wiping the linebacker across the midline. Not now to see them do that in pads. So just take another step. I think we'll all be watching the pass protection because that's the thing you really have to get the pads to get a good look at it.
Mike, did you clean up the things in the run game you wanted to yesterday?
Who said we needed to clean up things in the run game?
You said yesterday that you were not pushing the ball on the ground and that sort of thing.
Oh, you mean ball security? We were better, a little better. But we had interceptions yesterday, so that's a good day for the defense. I think the defense clearly in the area of ball security has got it done the first 2 days. We have not on offense.
Hey, Mike, you've joked from time to time over the years about how you always say you believe in the run game and the importance of it, and then you joke that we don't believe you, and we point that out on a regular basis. Did anything that happened in the second half last season with all the offensive success that you had and with Ty change anything for you philosophically about how you want to use the run?
I'll just say this, and I'm not joking. Running the football is a number one important in offensive football. Now, if we want to go back and evaluate last year, I mean, we had a segment of our season where, we didn't have a running back on our squad that played running back in training camp. So, I mean, you have things that you go through it because every game I've prepared to call in the National Football League, there's a point in the game where I am determined. I'm going to run that damn ball. I mean, you have to run the football. And by the way, we play in Green Bay, Wisconsin, so you don't just start running it in November. But you have to run the football. Now, with Aaron, we have the ability to have 3-way plays or 2-way plays. Two runs in a pass. A run with 2. So you do have options and things like that. And he's an excellent decision maker. So he keeps you in the best play available. And BPA for your column, best play available. So, we do have runs that get called, but they may not get run. And so you have to run the football because if you don't, a lot of negative things come out of that. Your linemen, they're on their heels. You lose the fit. You're really playing uphill against the defensive front 7.
To that point about running backs, there's a fascination with running backs that are hybrids, guys that can play in the backfield, out the backfield. Tom Montgomery's experience as a running receiver is obviously unique. What kind of advantages do you have when you have a guy that can impact the game as a runner and receiver in a variety of spots?
I think it gives you another dimension. I mean, it's we're always looking for matchups, and Ty definitely is a challenge in the area of matchups. I mean, when the defense sits down and game plans the Green Bay Packers, you know, obviously they're going to look at number 12. But I'm sure Ty is a clear second or third as part of their conversation of how they're going to handle him as far as how we line him up. So we've always started with three downs. You know, we want our running backs to play all three downs. So it gives us the ability to turn the no huddle on or off anytime we want during the course of a game. And then the second part is, you know, we got to tailor their assignments and their opportunities to their skills. And obviously he's got the full gamut because, I mean, he could jump out and play the number one position in, as a receiver.
Mike, is the plan at corners to rotate those guys through day after day with the ones and figure it out from there?
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, not to be redundant, I wouldn't get real caught up on who's running with who. And, you know, once again, this is a process. It's important to get everybody ready to play games. So you're always working different combinations, and it's about creating opportunities. I'm more interested in the number of reps, but you know, the quality of reps, and sometimes who they do it with helps the quality of the rep go up. So that, you know, there's a lot of thought that goes into how players are repped each and every practice. That's why, you know, we have a staff meeting. That's why we go through the board and we set it, because it's about getting these guys the opportunity to move forward in their development.
Mike, when we get a chance to talk to Ron, he often explains how it can be difficult to teach all these young guys different things on special teams that maybe they haven't done before. When it comes to offensive guys, is there an additional challenge to teaching them the physical side of it, the tackling and things that maybe they haven't done since high school or younger?
Good point. I think it really leads to their individual experience. I think you go through history. I mean, I've seen some running backs who are probably as good as tacklers that I've you know, come against. In the NFL. So, you know, that's why when you look at a guy's background, players that play multiple sports, you know, I think that's a huge advantage because the instincts and awareness just from their nurture of how they grew up through athletics is enhanced, in my opinion. So I'm not real comfortable just saying the defensive guys are, you know, better tacklers than the offense. I think, you know, by the numbers they should be because they have more experience at it. But, you know, football players are football players. So I think it really leads to the background of each and every guy.
Is there a history to moving a safety up to inside linebacker, this hybrid? Does Rod Woodson, you know, back in the day, or Paul Malone, do you know other examples of this being done?
Yeah, definitely. I think history gives you plenty of examples. I mean, it's about giving players the opportunity to make plays and frankly, staying out of bad matchups. So offenses, as far as, you know, personnel utilization, formation variation, you know, to get linebackers locked up on a guy that they can't handle on a wheel route or things like that. So it's just, you know, being matchup conscious and you can't always, you know, just, hey, if there's one scheme that you can play in the defense, trust me, they've figured it out a long time ago. So it's just more being conscious of matchups and really giving guys a chance to make plays.
Hey Mike, we've asked you a lot about Martellus Bennett in the last couple of months. I know his personality, obviously, we pay attention to him. What have your interactions been like with Lance Kendricks, and what do you kind of think?
Lance is, boy, he's all business. He's a real pro. He's got excellent work ethic. You know, anytime you have a player come from another program, you're always interested. You know, not only really to the, you know, the player coach relationship, just really to the player to player relationship. What do they bring to the table? What do they bring to the program? And that's something that I'm very conscientious about. I mean, 90%+ of our players are drafted here, so they don't know any better. You know, when a guy bitches about the towels or something, you go, you give me a break. You know, it's, so, but when, if Lance complains about something, then I won't listen to it. So, I mean, it's a learning process, and it's really, what do they add to the locker room? Because at the end of the day, it's all about the locker room, and I think he brings a real, true, you know, pro approach to it.
I know it doesn't happen very often around here, but when a guy comes in, especially like him, who's never been to the playoffs, I think he said yesterday he's never been above 500. Can you see, when a guy comes in here and he hasn't had a lot of success, the excitement level of kind of being part of this culture and the chance to potentially win?
You know, I'm probably the wrong one for that question because I'm not big on judging. You know, I it's a blessing to be a part of the National Football League, so every opportunity is a great opportunity. So I'm not really into we do it better than they do it, you know, because at the end of the day, it's about winning. You know, we focus on winning, and But if they have an idea or if they run something by me that I think, you know, hey, I think that could help us, then I'll definitely look into it. But, yeah, I mean, he's come in here and go to the other side of it. Marty's, you know, he's won, but he's come in here and he's jumped into it. And I think like all players, they want to get to know their teammates. They want to do it the way we're doing it, the right way, and get, you know, get into a rhythm, get into a flow, how things work around here so they can play football.
Two more, please.
Back to Ben. Obviously, he goes down for a bit yesterday. Does a veteran like that show you something when he comes back in? I mean, it's a no-pass practice, and he's 30. I mean, maybe no one thinks twice he takes the rest of the day off.
Well, all these guys, they're so in tune with their bodies, you know, in particular when something happens, and to check it out, it's being smart. So I think it's just shows his, you know, his level of professionalism and just his approach to it.
To the point we were talking about the tight ends, Martellus Bennett, Max Kendricks, you have Richard Rogers. What kind of advantages? Multiple tight ends, you talked only in the offseason about getting back kind of to the blueprint that you had early in your career. How do you mix all those guys in to create advantage?
Love the tight end position. You know, we probably, frankly, if I was going to be critical, we've used those guys probably a little more in the backfield than you're probably suited some of the guys we've had in the past. JerMichael was different. I think Richard Rogers has done a great job of what we asked him to do. But now, you know, with Marty and the ability to have an on-the-line tight end is something that we needed, and that was a big part of that, you know, acquiring him and the excitement of having that. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when you do a game plan, you build an offense, it does start with the run. And when you have the tight end on the line of scrimmage, now you have a clear C-gap and D-gap responsibility. The defense has to defend the run. So now you have two tight ends on line of scrimmage. Now you don't have to defend eight gaps as opposed to defending seven and six gaps. So those types of things, and that's just the basics of football, but it counts. We can throw the football. You know, we have a great quarterback. Our receivers, the rhythm, timing, you know, that's going to be a positive for us and has been. But the ability to run the football and stress the defense from a formation and alignment location, your tight ends play a big part of that. So they have the versatility of Lance, you know, natural in the backfield. He's done some really good things in OTAs being displaced. Richard's done everything. So a lot of versatility, a lot of formations, the ability to run common concepts and utilize those guys.